ओम शांति,
ओम शांति।
आज सतगुरुवार के दिन
अनुदेव तो सतगुरु कैरिंग एवरीवन्स लविंग रिमेम्ब्रेंसेस एज आई रीच द सटल रीजन।
बाबा पहले से ही खड़े थे।
बाबा वाज स्टैंडिंग देयर।
सुंदर लाइट का डेकोरेशन
फ्रॉम बिफोर एंड देयर वाज वेरी ब्यूटीफुल डेकोरेशन ऑफ लाइट ऑल अराउंड।
तो बाबा देखते ही
as soon as Baba saw me, he started smiling and said, child, who else has come today? I told Baba that I had brought everyone's loving remembrances. Baba was smiling in a very loving form. And then saw a beautiful table emerge from in front of Baba, on which was a tray that was had all these diamonds and jewels laid out on the tray. Baba clapped his hands and many, many brothers and sisters got emerged. Baba was showering them with a lot of love. And along with love, Baba was filling everyone's aprons with diamonds and jewels. And through Baba's drishti, everyone was getting beautifully decorated. The whole scene was very lovely. It appeared to be a scene like that of the Golden Age with the world emperor, world empress and all the other deities around. So each one was, they were all looking at each other and dancing in joy. After a few seconds, what did I see? A gust of wind just comes and makes everyone move from one place to the other. They reach different places. The children were looking at their decorated forms. Some were moving ahead. And then some children were seeing that their aprons were getting empty. There were some who were thinking that their aprons were still a little bit empty. So they were looking for other attainments. They were going off on other paths in search of new attainments. Baba then said, the father is filling everyone up so much, but even then, some children don't pay full attention to their own inner stage, and then they start to feel emptiness, a bit of emptiness, and they start off on different paths in search for something or the other. So they're searching for something else, and then they find that whatever Baba is giving them is not making them as full as they wish. And even though the father has decorated the children, they still start feeling that there's something missing, there's something lacking. And so they go off and search for something, new attainments, and then they get tired. And then suddenly a gust of wind comes and takes them off to different places. Just as we see, there are winds about the ocean and it just flings things from here to there. And so then these children start looking for the path again. Baba then showed another scene. There was a tree laden with very beautiful looking fruits. So the children go to pick the tree. But rather than pick the fruit of the trees, they feel that they want to accumulate all the fruit and collect all the fruit in their laps. So that consciousness of I comes, emerges. And so they do get fruit, but the fruit is so sour that they just get stuck to them. The fruit just gets stuck to them. But there are some children who think that this fruit is for all of us, and so we should distribute the fruit, the attainments that we have. So the fruit that was coming to them was very sweet and rays of light emerging from that light. And so they're able to help others also experience those vibrations and the sweetness of that fruit. Baba then showed another scene where there was a gust of wind on one side, and then on the other side, opposite, just the opposite, very soothing and very cooling wind, air, breeze.
बाप को ऐसे कहते थे बाबा मैं तो सब कुछ जानता हूँ मैं सब कुछ
There are some children who forget the father and start thinking, oh, I know everything, I can do everything. So when they start thinking that way, they get trapped, they get blown away in gusts of wind. But there are some children who think that we are just instruments of Baba who is making us do everything. Baba has caught hold of our hand and taking us ahead. And such beautiful vibrations were emerging from this particular group of children. The vibrations that were spreading out were creating an atmosphere of happiness and joy. Baba then explained, look children, the father has filled up the children in all ways and is continuing to do so. The children's aprons are always full. Whenever you start to feel something is lacking or missing, then just remember that Baba is the one to fill our aprons. But there are still some children who don't have the real experience of their original stage. They start feeling something is lacking, something is missing in the self, and these set off on different paths. Their intellect is pulled to different places, different things for in search of attainments. So Baba has already told us that Maya will come in different forms, in the form of gusts of wind, in the form of new attainments, to pull the children's intellect. But the children have to make their inner stage very stable, very focused. Remember, the father is with you. You are under the canopy of the father's protection. The father is holding your hand and taking you ahead. The father never lets go of the children's hand. But with this awareness, the children have to make themselves so powerful that no matter what kind of transformation or test paper comes in front of the children, they always remember one Baba, one support, one faith, and they will continue to pass in every test paper. After a while, Baba's form became very solemn, very serious. So Baba then, I then asked Baba, Baba, you were just in such a loving form and now suddenly you've become quite serious. So Baba said, very solemn. So Baba said, Baba knows all the children are the dearly beloved ones, but at times some children, they confuse their own intellects in such a way. They become influenced by certain matters and then pollute the atmosphere. They come under the influence of the atmosphere. And then it's as though they get just as a river just, you flow away in a river by the strong current of the river, same way they get so influenced by the situation and they're carried away in that way. According to the time, Maya is coming in very attractive ways to shake the children. However, the children, through their own self-transformation, they should experience the father's power, the Baba's strength, in order to save or protect yourself from Maya's attractive forms. Create a very stable stage for the self, remain in your original stage, The father has already told the children, don't come under the influence of any other kind of atmosphere. Remember that Baba is mine, Baba is my companion. Don't create any kind of wasteful atmosphere. Don't come under the influence of any atmosphere. Maya will come in different ways. So these are just a few test papers, and as you go further, Maya is going to take on different forms, different ways. She'll come to the children, but the children should not be frightened. Keep the father as your companion. The children do have faith. However, sometimes the children do feel that something is lacking in the self. So just continue to fill yourselves with all of Baba's spiritual powers. Remain full and enable others to stay full. Baba then merged the children again. And it was as though Baba was filling the children with everything. My children always remain full. They always remain with their father. Baba was giving a lot of love to the children. Don't remember anything except for the father's love. The father always seats the children in his eyes and continues to make them fly. So just continue to fly. Baba then gave remembrances to everyone. I offered the bhog to Baba and then returned. Om Shanti.